Tomlin Wright, beginning to visit with Cookie this Sunday, the 23rd of March, 75. Tomlin Wright, beginning to visit with Cookie at lunch with hot cakes. Fabi cooked, stirred them up in no time this Sunday, the 23rd of March, 75. Tomlin Wright, beginning to visit with Cookie this Sunday for hot cakes at lunch, the 23rd of March, 75.
I've changed my shirt 2 or 3 times.
It's summertime today. Yeah.
Even smell like summer. I don't know what it is. It smells that old vegetation, I guess.
Yeah.
Say, let's have some hotcakes.
You don't want any of my hotcakes?
Well, I'm telling you, I just ate. I couldn't eat many hotcakes. I could eat a few.
Well, I won't fix
it. We could save them for the middle of the afternoon. Maybe jump up and down a little bit.
I'd fix some hotcakes for kids.
I got a lot of things to do today. Lord have mercy. It's everything to do.
Really?
I don't see how in under the sun that I made out when I was working 7 days a week on a public works. I don't see how in the world that I got around.
Yeah.
I ain't working for nobody, nowhere, at no time, and I can't get around to save my soul. There just ain't enough hours in a day to get me around.
Well... like you said, them early morning hours, you kind of look, they are a loss.
They're a total loss, because you ain't going to get up and knock on nobody's door at 7 o'clock in the morning and try to sell them a damn horse, because you're going to get caught. You take on, now like on Sunday morning, they ain't no use to get out this morning. Uh-huh. Not a bit in the world, because people just... They don't talk to you. You can even get them on the dang telephone.
Yeah.
Not on Sunday.
Not even paying Guy Miles can you get on the telephone on Sunday morning.
I don't know. You do pretty well.
No, because somebody else keeps the line busy.
Oh, yes.
Well, now that could be. But I'll tell you something.
Yes, I don't know who that is.
I'll tell you something, Mr. Cook. I don't know what's happening, but you sure look good. You look, you're about the healthiest looking mortal I ever saw. Now, you can't complain because you look so unhealthy.
Well, I got lead poisoning last week and I can kill me. I was painting with red lead paint inside.
Yeah.
Man, I can kill me. Lord, I was sore all over.
Oh, you mean that's the way it done you?
That's the way it done me. It's the only thing I can figure for. I never done nothing else. Even the bottom of my feet was sore. I ain't joking you. I went to bed last night and at 2 o'clock this morning I woke up. Mouth was watering. I got up and went in the kitchen. Made me a cup of coffee. I drank it. I didn't help. Somebody did a rolling. I lit me up a cigar, smoked it, and that didn't help. And the longer I sit there, the worse it got. I sat there about 9 and a half.
In the night?
In the night. And by golly, let me tell you, I don't know what I'd eat yet that done it, but something made me sick. I vomited, and after I vomited, I felt this. Perfect.
Yeah. Just like a dog.
Yeah.
All them breakfasts you ate.
I went back, heck, I just eat one. I went back to bed and went to sleep. I didn't wake up till 8:30 this morning.
How about that?
8:30, I woke up. And I couldn't get going, I just couldn't get going at all. people came down wanting to buy my rototiller. I asked them $100 for it, and they left it. Now I said, well, just take the damn thing or leave it. They don't make any difference to me. I told them that.
You didn't tell them?
Well, I told them.
Well, it's one thing to think it and another thing to tell them.
And I said, just take the damn thing or leave it.
So they left it?
Yeah, they left it. They wanted to buy it for $40.
Yes.
No. I told them before I take $40 for it, I'd let it sit right there and rust till it fell in the ground.
You can't get this thing for $40 anymore.
You can even buy a used lawnmower for $40.
No. You can't even buy one that's broke down, I guess. Your folks left you, left the cupboard bare, famous saying?
They left Friday night at 8:30. And I want to tell you the damn truth. Now, this is the truth, and I can prove it to you. It's right up there. My gosh, you don't have to take my word for it. You can just go look. There ain't a damn thing to eat in that house, only what I put in there. I bought a dozen eggs and found a bacon and jar of jelly. And that ain't half of it. My gosh, they didn't even leave a roll of toilet paper in the bathroom.
My cookie!
They lived it up, didn't they?
They cleaned house.
Now, I can't see how many ounces that is, but it cost 75 cents.
Well, I got a 10-ounce jar of grape jelly.
Is that about this high?
No. No. About half that big. Cost me 75 cents, and it's right there. You can go.
How many ounces? 12 ounces?
10 ounces.
Well, that's 18. Hell, that's almost twice.
Yeah.
Well, they really got you.
I'm telling you, they cleaned my plow. I might be standing there holding the house. Well, nothing I could do. Because everything else was closed up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a little
minute market. Yeah. And,
well, I didn't know they were that rough.
12 ounces of bacon was $1.09. A dozen eggs was 90 cents.
A loaf of bread.
Now, they left me a half a loaf of bread and a half a box of soda crackers. Not even a drop of milk from a coffee cream.
I don't know how they cleaned it.
Really,
but now that is the truth.
They really had you in mind, didn't they?
They wasn't thinking about me a bit more than nothing in the world.
Well, that don't sound like all them little cookie children. They have changed.
That's true.
They were going on a trip, Cookie. They get excited when
they. Well, damn, they didn't have to take everything. Heck, when I go on a trip, I don't clean house. I just grab my other pair of pants and go.
Yeah. I say. And they just looted the place. I don't know how they did it. Did they eat it? Did they clean it up? Did they eat it up before they left or take it with them?
I don't know. But there was enough coffee in the bottom of the jar for 3 cups. Well, that don't get me started in the morning. 3 cups of coffee, no. I sat there and drank a half a dozen cups before I ever move, hardly.
Well, let me tell you, they left Friday night.
They left Friday night.
Well, Friday is your shopping day.
Friday or Saturday.
Well, you see, they didn't shop.
Well, damn, they could have went down to the store and got a dozen of eggs and a pound of bacon and left it there for me to fix.
No, they just skipped that shopping day.
Well, that damn here remind me when I skip fishing out a little bit of change every other morning. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
tell you what, money ain't worth a nickel anymore. A dollar ain't worth a nickel.
It's discouraging to even think about it. Every now and then, Faye tells me how much something costs, and I'm sorry to hear it. But say, you fix them up on the trip.
Yeah. Damn, I'm going to have them work like some gun all day Friday. I didn't look up.
You got the truck ready.
I went and bought a new radiator for the truck. $75. I went and bought I got an oil filter, I changed oil in it. I put new transmission lines on it. I put new shocks on the back, new anchor bolts for the rear end to hold it down. And painted the truck Wednesday.
And what?
Painted the truck Wednesday.
Painted it. Were you spraying?
Yeah.
That's pretty nice, isn't it, Cookie?
Yeah.
Great.
I fixed the topper on the back. Fixed a bed in there. Helped them fix a bed in there. And then the sink at the other wall and not leave a goddamn bite in the house.
And 3 spoonfuls of...
coffee.
Instant coffee.
And they know that it takes a pot to get me started of a morning.
It didn't leave you enough to get started of a morning.
No.
you had to go to market before you could get started.
I had to go down to the store and buy me some coffee before I could even get started with.
that works pretty nice.
Yeah.
They can sit up or read or stretch out and rest.
Yeah. Just goes up to the top of the cab.
Yeah.
Well, it goes up maybe 5 or 6 inches above the top of the cab.
You can sit in it, but you can't stand.
That's right. I don't want one of them top heavy things. Anything goes way up there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they call for a special truck.
Oh, yeah. And I ain't got one of them.
I was down at the hospital in Miami when I had that eye trouble. And the fella in the room with me, we called him Camper John. He went all over the United States, camping. And he come by up here, and we saw his rig. He stopped by up here, and he had a special Ford body for it.
Yeah.
And he paid for it too, $5,000. That was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And then he had all the attachments on that little travel camper. Went on there, fully equipped.
Thing, yeah.
Fully equipped. He had everything.
Ah.
He had a whole house and lot in that truck.
Yeah. Of course, I may have traded for another truck last night, I don't know. Another pickup. No, 70 model.
On the phone?
Yeah.
But you knew it?
I saw it at a distance. Never heard it run. Never heard the motor run. Never drove. I think I traded for it.
What, do you want a horse?
No, he wanted to get out from under payments.
want to get that, get, pay that thing off and get him something cheaper.
Yeah. No, a little over $500 on 70 model. And I had no piece of junk up there on my trading.
And take out his payments.
Yeah.
You run into all sorts of ravens like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All sorts. Well, I keep thinking about that, about that Palomino mayor.
Oh, I done forgot about her. I'm thinking about another.
Oh, yeah? You won't forget about her for some time, because she's too pretty a horse. Debbie thought she was a beauty.
She was. She wasn't nobody's fool.
She, how is she marked, Cookie?
How was she marked?
Yeah.
She was just a buckskin mare with a black streak down, a dark streak down her back, and black mane and tail.
Black mane and tail.
That's right. Had a star and a forehead.
Yeah.
And no other marking.
That's about as nice marking as she could have.
That's right.
Black mane and tail. That really.
That just tipped it off, see.
Yeah.
That's something special.
Yeah.
For a buckskin.
I see a burden.
Does the buckskin come a little premium?
They're hard to find.
Generally speaking, there's a little premium on them.
They're hard to find.
Well, I wish I'd seen her.
Well, you don't get around enough. I'll tell you something. I'd give $200 for the mayor. I could have made 85 right quick in Jacksonville. But I wasn't going to do that. I went in there with a determination of getting $400, but I was going to bring her back. And by damn, I did.
Well, you've been offered more than you offered up there. No, you wasn't offered.
I asked a man 300 at home, and he said, well, she's worth 300. But he didn't show me no long green.
But he didn't try to beat you down.
He didn't try to chew me down, no. He said she's worth 300.
Well.
So, I brought her back, and I got $440 out of it.
But you had a pretty weak feeling on the way home, after you hadn't.
Not necessarily.
Got it.
Not necessarily. I was kind of low because my other horse didn't do what he ought to have done, but I didn't lose no money.
Yeah.
I didn't lose no money.
But as you say, he topped sale, and that picked you up right smart, I guess.
Yeah, I topped the sale. And that's something for a little old country boy like me.
Head of old Jack Stokes.
That's right, and he had a registered quarter mare in there, 6 years old. He sold her last year, for 2 years ago, for $650.
And?
She bought 165 in Jacksonville Market.
Hell, that old Brian horse goes up there. I've almost done that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a blind horse, but you called him
Moonlight.
Huh?
Moonlight.
The one you sold? No, the one you sold. He wouldn't go in somewhere. The one you sold up there, Saturday night.
Oh. He was just a rinky dink. That's all there was to it.
He just hard headed.
That's right.
Yeah.
If he wanted to load the truck, all right. If he didn't, there wasn't enough horses and cows in the country to get him in there.
Yeah.
He didn't do it again.
And something else I think Debbie said was peculiar about it. He didn't want to go in somewhere else.
He didn't want to ride with a bit in his mouth.
Oh, yes. Had to use that halter.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? What do you know? He's a gentleman.
He'd rear up if he put a bit in his mouth. But I put a bit in his mouth and had him rode right there in the ring, and he sold. I got out him on the hammer, and that's I was going anyway, so.
That was a relief.
That was a big relief.
You get caught with him?
Well, I give $135 for him over the telephone. And I go pick him up and I take him to market and get
$141. Yeah. But you also get some of that double talk from him.
Cookie?
My gosh, that's fast.
Faye, you don't tell. Are you? Well, what do you know?
They're made from scratch, too.
She's on the ball this morning, guy. My goodness.
They're not anything out of a ready mix.
I'm sorry, I had breakfast.
Well, I'm going to give you one or two.
Yeah. Yeah. Get buttered up over
there. Well, a man who's having anything but breakfast, oh, they ought to have a different kind of breakfast.
That's right. Going to Montandra, huh?
Dad's place, his deal on his farm fell through with the guy.
Well, I'm glad.
You know, God be glad.
Oh, that delights me. Now, you understand, I'm just speaking from my own side.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not wishing anybody any bad luck. Of course, I haven't been out beating the bushes trying to find a buyer for him. What happened?
They couldn't get the money.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought there was some money left in the world.
I don't know where it's at.
I can't show it to you. I sure can.
I heard somebody the other day say these people were property.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Nick came back through with that fella up there who's a big time photographer. I work him hard. And the understanding now is that he just bailed and pulled up, you see. And if he gets down to Florida, it won't be before the end of the summer. Well, I'm just telling you what he said. I'm not, I don't mean I'm planning on anything. Well, I said, this thing is something that, I don't know how long it'll last, but you won't find anything better. You'll never find anything better. The place up there is, ain't any more like it. And the people up there are just waiting to go along with us. Whatever we do, they're ready for it. They said, "You mean we won't have to do any of this concealment stuff?" I said, "Everything is right out in the open." And I said, "Now, I was just testing." I said, "Now, I know the family's going up there next week. They're going to be up there the week of Easter week. That's the week before Easter."
Yeah.
Well, he said, "I couldn't possibly go then. I've got to go to Washington on Monday. That's tomorrow." And he said that the nearest time I could get up there would be the week after Easter. And I thought to myself, "Bud, if I could just count on that, I'd just reorganize this place and we'd all meet up there the week after Easter. They're the best, Leo. But you see, you can't count on them."
Wishy-washy.
I could get ready and have everything packed, you see, and I could pick up some little travel trailer and I'd just be sitting here with that same travel trailer.
You got to catch them when they're ready now.
Let me tell you. You remember the last contact we had with Nicky? Nick? I'm talking about Nick Eschbach, Molly's friend.
Yeah.
You remember the last contact? It was that last summer he spent at Swanee. And he got me, he was going to come down here and farm that summer, make hay.
Yeah.
And he got me to put fertilizer out. And I had enough fertilizer over in that far pasture over there, the grass was high, good morning. Kept saying he'd be down here. He said that all summer. And he never did get down here. He got all tied up. He had an accident in his car. And then other things happened to him. Then he had a girlfriend or something up there. Now, let me tell you, the truth hasn't been in him since then. He tells you the same thing over and over. He gonna be there, but he ain't ever there. Now what happens to a young fellow like that? He's not obligated, you know. He don't have to. He don't owe me anything. So what do you want to tell me for? He don't have to make me feel good. I'm used to bad news.
Wasn't the bad news, you wouldn't have none, would you? Like me, it wasn't bad luck, I wouldn't have much.
That's right.
But
think we can do it on the weekend? I said, "Yes, we can do it on the weekend. The only thing is people don't act natural on weekends anymore. You gotta find them during the week when something's going on."
Yeah, and Mama, that's enough. You taking out Mama and Daddy. They have so damn much company.
You go up there on the weekends and you can take everybody's picture.
That's right. You can take the whole damn community's picture. Yeah. You can take the whole community's picture.
Yeah. Got a knife.
I got one. Yeah. We missed a good session the other day, guy, up there.
Coming back?
No. Up in the country, up at Dad's. We missed a good session.
Oh, yeah.
Ted and Junior had to go buy a bunch of hay.
Who did they?
Oh yeah. And Daddy, they had to go and ask Daddy to haul the damn stuff for them. I know. Now that would have been something.
That would have been something. Wouldn't that have been something?
Now, if we'd just been a mouse and a ball and got that conversation down, gosh, you could write. Why, you could have wrote 4 books on that.
Yeah. How you know? Let me tell you, buddy. Since I've heard a few things, you know, like we have done, I've lost a lot of interest in books. Because books don't give it to you. They never heard it themselves. You see, what they give you is made up. And what you hear is so much more interesting. Yes, and that would have been.
We can see you can hear Daddy right now. Now, if it had just done what I told him to do last summer. You see, they lost a lot of their hay.
Yeah.
Cut it down, the dang stuff laid there and rotted right on the ground.
I didn't check it. That day we walked over the hill and your daddy had that, he hurt his hand and he couldn't help it. Had it all wrapped up, you know.
Huh?
What did he do to that? Something. It didn't last long, but it was mean there for a little while. We walked over there and they was raising baling the hay. It didn't even have a smell to it. It had been wet, you see.
Yeah.
Laid out there and been wet. Well, they had a bad season.
Well, they wouldn't listen to nobody. See, they cut Dad's throat when he got ready to cut his grass.
Yeah.
Daddy got ready to cut. They was ready to cut.
Yeah. Yes, I remember that.
It happened happens all the time.
Some more cookies?
No, I've got plenty right here.
It's going to be all you're going to need?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it's me. It's me. Oh, Lord.
Now, I've got things just about figured out, sir.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I mean, for you. I've just about got things figured out for you.
Okay.
You take now. Go up there and have your own place of business.
Yeah. Own headquarters.
Or get out there and visit with them a little bit of a morning while they're eating breakfast.
Yeah.
And forget about them.
Forget about them.
Just be on out. Stay out of here.
Yeah.
Then after the news is off at night, get in there and get started another station.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, that's been my fault all along. I'm too eager. I push things.
You got to go, and you can't do it in no week or 10 days. You're going to have to go up there, and it's going to take you 2 or 3 weeks to get what you want.
That's right.
You can't go up there and get it in 1 weekend.
No, you can't push it.
Yeah.
But now, if you do like I say,
that's right.
Everything, it won't irritate Mama's seat.
Yeah.
You won't be under her feet.
You know, I hate to miss her. I didn't realize just how nice the things are that she says until I got home and worked. You see, I spent a couple of weeks on that supper session. And it turned, I never had anything like that before, I told you about that.
Yeah.
And she came in that all the time. She was very quiet. And, it was, yeah. That was one of the finest sessions I ever had, that session. Don't you know, he kept talking, and the last thing, he walking out, go up there, and feed Umatilla, what's her name? The cow, and
Imogene.
Yeah, Imogene. And he'd stop and tell him another thing. The last thing he told, you remember that? Told him about going up to Morgantown and baiting them professors up there.
Yeah.
Who were getting all the Social Security, and he wasn't getting hardly any. That was quite a trip they had. I never tell you,
Yeah, I thought they were going to get to stay together. And here they put Mama in one cottage way over the way, and Daddy in one way over here, and they took the clothes in the same suitcase.
I remember that.
Now, here's the thing that these people that talk about the invasion of privacy, that they'd have a hard time understanding. But the finest thing about all that talk is that it's so damn good-natured. Now, whose privacy is that invading? Would you tell me that? I don't give a damn how much they went up there and how much they talked. That's all right with me. You see, what you might say, content don't matter much. It's just so good-natured. You simply can't get around it. It's just contagious. And the thing about it, I could sit down a little bit. I could sit more when I was looking at the tape. Your daddy was sitting there just ready to take me on all the time. He just... He was just waiting for the chance.
Well, I see, I'm going to tell you. You can keep things going up there if you let him clean your plow once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
You've got to let him clean it.
Oh, he's going to do it, yeah.
Then that gives him energy. That's right. That gives him energy. It does him good to get the best of somebody once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to keep him from it. He looks at you with that wicked look, you know. You know he's laying for you. We'd run up there to speed Tom, give him a little hand out, visit with him, and we turned back around, and he just happened to see that mailbox. And he says to me, he says, that's the last time they got after me. He'd come down and shot up his mailbox. He said he'd put in five or
that's
some
right.
Such number as that. That's the dirtiest place I've ever been.
Well, your daddy probably is not bothered at all by the thing not going through. Your mother probably is disappointed.
It tears her up. Now, she tore up now. It wouldn't do to go up her right now.
I guess he'd like to have it over.
Yeah, but it wouldn't do to go up her right now. Uh-uh, no.
Cookie, there's a little 12 footer.
You sure? You through?
I got all that, yeah.
Out at that place on the Waldo Road on the left as you go
out.
Yeah,
you're getting some more coffee.
That's that big place where they have the
where they have the paddle pills.
Carefree camping.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we got to talking about this last trip, this Easter trip, I went out there. And that's the best place I've been. They've got a half a dozen that they've taken in.
Yeah.
And they got them. They got one. They got the bluegrass. Bluegrass, some sort of gospel. And it's got everything in it. And the, I think they call it a 15-footer. But the box is about 12 foot.
Yeah.
And it's big enough. And they wanted $1,000 for it. And I just wished you'd been there, you see. If you didn't use it to go up yonder, you could use that for a lot of things. And you see, you can out-trade me so much. And then you know more what you're buying than I know. So you wouldn't get one unless it pulled right. And I wouldn't know whether it pulled right until I took a trip in it, you see. And they had several of them.
Well, I'm hoping to get things squared around where I can maneuver just a little bit. I got so many jobs started, I can't do nothing to get them off my mind.
You see, the the camper in the trailer won't work because you've got to be able to stand up and walk around in it and sit down at a table.
Yeah.
So that would be the smallest one you could handle. All you need is just room to move around. Walk, just turn around.
Well, you take that little one we had while we was up there.
Just as good as any.
That's right.
If I had just had the sense. If I had just had the judgment, you see. I had absolutely no judgment on the whole trip. It had the one thing that I wanted, and that's visibility.
That's right.
I haven't seen another one. I never saw one before, and I haven't seen one since.
I'm going to call my brother tonight and see if he's still got that. He'll know. Because he works right with my brother, see.
Yeah.
I'm going to make him an offer on the telephone if you want me to.
Okay.
$500 cash money when we get there.
Yeah. If he hadn't got it, the man that's got it probably sue with it by now.
More likely.
People don't, you know, they pass. They don't, you see, they don't use them.
Well, getting back to Nick, what did he ever do with that colt he took from here?
He sold it. Eventually. Kept it a long time. But now just what he did with it, I don't know. But you know what, Cookie? Molly has such beautiful colts. It's a shame not to keep her bred, because we ain't using her, you see.
That's right.
I mean, bred to one of them good horses out there. All you'd have to do is take her out there to...
I can get her bred for nothing.
Well, you didn't pay anything for it. You didn't pay for this or that time.
I'd get one out of a good quarter horse.
Yeah.
One of the best.
One of the best?
One of the best.
We ought to do it. She has to. Her colt is too good for it. I think that's one reason she rides stiff. I don't think they ever rode her much. I think they just kept around the brood mare. How old is she?
She's about 15, 16.
Well, she's healthy.
Yeah, she'll have another. She'll raise another colt. Two, three, four more. If you want a bread, I'll take them. I'll get her bred.
She ought to be. How long do they stay in heat?
About 3 days.
Yeah. I'm gonna let you know.
Yeah. When she comes in, let me know. I'll take her to Jack Stokes and get her bread. To that good horse of his.
Well, that was right nice little repast. Makes your stomach feel good to have a little food in it.
What's Barbara doing today? Is she still here?
Why don't you go down and call on her? She's, she hasn't been out since she got that flu. They go down there, take the thing, ask about it. She was coughing pretty bad.
I can find out about that horse. That kind of needs to sell him now.
Yeah, you don't need to.
You how much feed that box of that son of a gun?
Oh, you've been over. You brought a whole lot of the sacks of feed over here.
I bought over $80 worth of feed for some of them.
Is that nice? That's burdensome. I haven't fed in a long time. I just turn about in this grass.
Yeah, I put over $80 worth of feed down here that whole. I need down here too, I mean. But
Debbie's learning. She's doing better on this reporting business.
She wants to go with me next time I go to Jacksonville.
Does she?
Yeah.
She'll get acquainted out there and she'll know what's going on.
That's right. See, I took Sarah with her the last trip, and boy, they just had a ball now. Me and Sarah and Debbie went.
Yeah.
Well, she was more at ease, she was more relaxed. She just fell right on in with whatever was going on.
Yeah.
Of course, Sarah had been around her quite a bit, and she knew her way around, see.
I didn't realize Sarah had been around that much.
Oh, yes, my fella. That girl. She told her mama, no. She told Harriet Ann. There was a guy in her one day about her restricted license. See, she got a restricted license now. And there was a guy in her one day about going with me so much and so forth. And she told him, she said, now you first to talk all you want to. I'm going with Daddy and I'm going to learn to drive that truck. I'm going to turn her loose with it one day. But I don't want to interfere while she's taking driver's education.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let her drive nothing. I'm not going to tell her nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want to interfere because I'll keep her confused.
Yeah.
After she gets her driver's license, I'm going to turn her loose. That big truck, I'm going to let her learn to drive it. If she wrecks it and tears it all to pieces, I'll fix it up.
Yeah.
She's going to learn to drive. She got the determination and she'll do it.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. I didn't realize she was. I tell you, because they don't realize just what they're missing.
I'm telling you.
This may be the last go around. Well. I tell you, I don't think about it, but I tell you, it would make it a whole different complexion if Debbie could go up and spend a week or two in West Virginia.
I've asked her to go.
I'm telling you, let me tell you, when you started talking about taking Debbie to the horse auction, I didn't say anything. But I thought that's the damn foolish idea I ever heard, because Debbie ain't a going. But you see, I've got to the point where I never know what's going to happen, what the end result is going to be. I just give up. I just can't do it. Now, Christmas, we spent all that time up there in East Tennessee, and of all things, we went up there to that puny East Tennessee climate, and it cured Faye's, she was anemic, and it cured her shoulder, and it cured my knee. We ain't complained since. People come to Florida to get cured, you see, or things yeah. like that. Well, now, that's just a piece of the way I can call the play anymore. Everything. Never write anymore. So, you just keep after us. You keep it open. My God. I'll tell you one thing. There's not a man in Alachua County who's got pieces that good on him. There ain't a man in Alachua County that's got it. That's better than anything I've read.
What's that?
Debbie's little pieces on there going to the ocean. And this second one is a whole better than the first.
Well, she was more relaxed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was uptight that first time.
Yeah.
Man, I was tight in the banjo string.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I spent a bunch of money there that day.
Yeah. That's right. You was on the make.
I was high man.
Yeah.
I bought more horses than the killer man did that day.
Yeah. That's right. That's bound to make a difference. Yes, sir.
That was quite an experience. Well, down and see Barbara a minute.
Go down and see her.
And unload my feed.
Well, you got time. Not in a hurry.
Got to go and finish my little job over the trailer. Started.
Job at the trailer?
Yeah. Putting the sewer in.
Oh?
Yeah. Got my pipe and my drum and everything over there. I'm going to put it in this afternoon. And, of course, I got some friends that they want to get out away from everything for a couple of 3 days. And they're large friends, from up in Jacksonville. They want to get away from something for a couple of 3 days. I told them I didn't know of any place that they'd be more enjoyable than coming down there at that corner down there and just make yourself a home for 2 or 3 days. Get away from everybody.
Do you remember that little bird that sang so much when we were sitting up on the porch there?
Up at Dad's? Yeah.
She's right there across the road from you. We just heard him. We call him Burl Cook.
Sure enough.
I don't know what he is. But you can't miss him. Once you hear him, you can't miss him.
I got one of my little mares back, guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got her back. She's up there in that hawthorn.
You know, you're about as bad shape as I am. It's hard for everybody to leave us at one time.
Yeah, when I woke up this morning, everybody was gone across the way there. Everybody was gone.
On the beach?
Yeah, there wasn't a damn soul there. I figured they was going to the beach because I saw them put their their surfboards on top of their wagons last night, you know.
Yeah.
And I figured they would be going to the beach.
Yeah.
And they'll be gone for probably tomorrow sometime.
Yeah.
Or maybe, hell, they may stay all week. Because them hippies, you know, they don't care where they lay their head.
Yeah.
And they'd be gone all week.
Yeah. Hippies and the rednecks.
Yeah. But I told them, I said, 20 girls there, but they're up to, I guess they're 18, 19 years old, just out of high school, get ready to start college. And they wanted to get away from everything for a few days. Away from everybody. They didn't want no damn company.
Is that right?
They want to get out by themselves and camp out and just have a good time for 2 or 3 or 4 days. I said, you don't. You can go down to that trailer and stay. It's going to cost you a dime. They were going to go to the Camp Blandon and rent a cabin for $28 a night. And them poor girls ain't got that kind of money. Just getting out of high school.
Yeah.
It might draw a little bit of interest. Some other places right here.
Yeah.
By them coming here and seeing what's going on. You may never see them.
Yeah.
But I'll guarantee you they'll tell me just about what's going on.
Oh, I see.
You may never see them.
Yeah.
I told them I could ride my horses. They could, but I didn't want nobody else to ride. And I said, that just sounds like a place for us to go and really enjoy ourselves for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put that drain in over there, give them a key to the door, and they want to go fishing, then go down your Orange Lake and fish.
Sure. People come all the way from Georgia.
If they want to ride horses, they can catch the horses and ride them. They want to lay out in the sun, they can get out there behind the bushes and lay out in the sun all they want to. It ain't going to hurt nobody.
No, nobody's going to bother anybody out there.
That's right. And I talked to them last night. And I told them I'd get put in today. So I want to get it fixed, cleaned up a little bit for them, fixed up, you know. They're nice girls, they don't.
Your neighbor over there might give you a little hand on that, too.
He might, if he's there. I didn't see him a while ago when I come in now. But,
a lot of times you see him out there sitting back
with a
cigar.
I got to thinking about it. Now, see, they're going to go to college. I'm going to start college next week. I start next week.
That's really no time, are they?
And like I say, it may draw interest to a lot of people may be interested in coming out here and maybe doing something.
Yeah. And we get in on the right foot this time, maybe.
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe there's someone come out here that'll do you some good.
Yeah.
And you're right. So, well, you never know.
Yeah. As long as you got a few contacts out, right?
Yeah.
To get the word, get circulation.
Well, Laura went to school with these two girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Laura and Frank both. Just as nice as they can be. And all they think the world of me. They're twins.
Oh.
Twin girls. And they stick together just like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's right.
Like those little Pennsylvania mares.
Yeah.
I never saw anything stick together any tighter than those two. They put their nose right down in the same box.
Is Bobby using spotted mare?
I think so.
I've seen her up here.
I saw her back over on the field before I go, that back pasture over there. Well, let me get down and check Barbara.
Yeah, go down and check it right before you get in a hurry.
See what she's got on her mind.
Yeah.
Channel 1, right around 1200, 1500, and the end of Biswick Cookie, this Sunday at lunch, with pancakes, the 23rd of March, 75. Channel 1, right around 1200, 1500, the end of Biswick Cookie, this Sunday at lunch, with pancakes, the 23rd of March, 75.